If you just built a boat and gonna put it in the water, what do you say you're gonna what the boat?
Row the boat around.
Push it off.
But I don't know anything about a boat. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about a boat.
Do you ever hear of launching a boat? Mm-hmm. Launching a boat,
maybe? I've heard things like that, but I don't know anything about it.
You heard that term used around here?
I've heard them speak. You know, they have boats around here. They didn't have them when I was coming home. So. Mm-hmm. And I don't know anything about them.
When you had your car, did you have trouble with? Ever have a flat tire?
Oh yes, flat tires sometimes. But they get together and my husband gets somebody to help and they soon fix that.
What's the inside of that tire called?
A tube. What you mean?
Yeah.
Inside of the wheel. Mm-hmm. I mean the tire. Mm-hmm. Well, they had tubes in them then, inside. Tubes. I don't know what they have now, but they had a tube inside. Mm-hmm. Inner tube, they call it. Just like a bicycle they used to have inner tube. Because I had a bicycle and I'd always have to take that tube out and patch it and put it back in.
Did you sew much? Did you sew?
Well, yes, I did lots of sewing. I even sewed picking in sewing. I always kept my machine in one corner of the stove. And I sewed lots. I did all of my family sewing and then I sewed for other people.
What kind of things did you make?
Well, dresses. That time you made underwear, slips, and things like that. Apron. Most any little thing you wear.
Did you teach any of your children how to do any of your children how to sew?
Yes, I had one daughter to learn how to sew. That was Lucille. She could sew nice, but she just did sewing for the family.
Where did you buy your cloth?
Well, we bought the material in town here. Wright's store, driver's store. And it was a family then ran a store here by the name of Zupas, W.P. Zupas. They had a driver's store. We bought our material there. Then we do a lot of shopping in Opelika. We'd go there and buy materials. Because you didn't get ready-made clothes then. You could get a coat ready-made for ladies, I mean. But you didn't get no dresses and things like that ready-made. Not in this little place. You'd have to go some other place to do that kind of shopping. Montgomery, Atlanta. Birmingham, and buy ready-made clothes, but you couldn't get them around here.
What kind of clothes did you, make any clothes for your husband?
No. You could always buy men clothes, underwear and everything.
What kind of clothes did the men wear?
No, they just wore ordinary clothes, just like they're wearing now, just different, you know, styles and things.
Like what?
Now, one thing, they used to wear long underwear, and now, you know, everything, you know, later on, they began to wear short underwear.
How about, what kind of suits?
Well, they wore suits like they wear now. Mm-hmm. Any kind. We had nice suits.
What would you call, what they wear with the jacket?
With jackets. What you mean? Jackets? Overalls? Is that what you mean? Well, they had overalls, but didn't nobody wear them too much, but just, you know, construction workers and painters, carpenters, and things like that. They wore overalls and farmers. But other than that, they just wore ordinary clothes. You know, pants, and coats, and things like that.
Did a lot of people have new clothes?
Oh, yes. Everybody dressed nice. Decent. I always had nice clothes. It's a small place, but everybody was ready, you know, with their styles and things, such as it was. They had it.